Coastal California city deploys massive fix-it effort as earth moves beneath homes. In a small enclave of coastal Los Angeles County, city officials have declared an all-hands-on-deck effort to steady the land, which is moving at alarming rates. A landslide is creating unsafe conditions for hundreds of residents who have had their gas and electricity shut off, and California Governor Gavin Newsom recently declared the area a state of emergency. At issue are five adjacent landslide areas, known as a complex, about a mile wide and encompassing 680 acres. Four are in the most recently affected city of Rancho Palos Verdes, and the other is in nearby Rolling Hills. According to experts, it is the largest landslide complex in North America. Since 1956, the land has moved a somewhat sustainable 5 feet per year. But after recent back-to-back wet winters, parts in some areas began shifting 50 feet a year, or about 1 foot per week, both horizontally and vertically. As a result, homes are sliding, huge chunks of roads and land are cracked, buckled, or sinking, and utility lines are stretching and snapping. The unprecedented movement became especially problematic for some area homeowners at the end of July, when SoCal Gas cut service to 135 homes in what's known as the Rancho Palos Verdes Portuguese Bend neighborhood. Since then, between 500 and 600 homes in the direct landslide area, and adjacent to it as utility lines run through their areas, have also had gas, and now electricity shut off, as providers fear the land movement might ignite a gas leak or create a down power line spark resulting in fire. If you can imagine your home and how many things actually run off both gas and electric power, it's pretty much everything, Rancho Palos Verdes Mayor John Cruikshank told host Siam Akarami on a recent episode of Epic TV's California Insider. Over the last 2 months, some have left, while most, many of whom are seniors who bought their homes in the 1960s or 1970s and cannot afford to purchase elsewhere, have stayed and are buying generators, propane tanks, and installing solar panels hoping to wait out the situation until there is a fix. "We're in crisis," Cruikshank said. "I think a lot of people don't realize, it's not a bunch of rich fat cats that are living out there. It's actually a really dire situation for many of those families. The value of their homes diminished to almost nothing now." Meanwhile, the city has been looking for solutions to stop the movement, hoping this upcoming winter will not be as wet as the last two. In 2023, the area saw 200% of normal rainfall and 176% of its usual precipitation this last winter. Newsom declared the area an emergency earlier this month, which will help get disaster funding, including federal dollars from FEMA, to the area. And Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn also freed up $5 million from county coffers, also earlier this month, in response to the disaster. Meanwhile, the city has been reaching out to experts for help and is preparing for what they say should not be another heavy rainy season. But Cruikshank said the city is not taking its chances. "Nobody can predict Mother Nature," Cruikshank said. "I think we need to assume the worst and plan for the worst." Tactics the city will deploy include taking as much water out of the ground of the affected areas as possible, a process known as dewatering. According to experts, too much underground water creates pressure, which triggers landslides. Also, funding will be used to find an engineering solution for the area's buckling roads, like the heavily traveled Palos Verdes Drive South. To date, the city has been spending $3 million a year on temporary solutions like patching and repaving. The movement beneath the street has created cracks, separation, and peaks, and if you drive on it, Cruikshank said, there's an area we affectionately call the ski jump. He also said that after reaching out to Elon Musk, who has engineering staff in various industries, he quickly heard back from his company and within a week, had a meeting with six Musk-hired engineers and executives. One Tesla employee who lives near the affected area presented solutions and some funding options, Cruikshank said. Why build there? Since the issue became a crisis this year, some have wondered why homes were allowed to be built in the area in the first place. According to Cruikshank, some were constructed well before the city was founded in 1973. Later, property owners successfully sued the city to build in some areas after authorities denied them permits citing safety concerns related to possible landslides. They convinced a judge that it would be safe to build out there, he said. We were forced to process their housing permits in those areas. Additionally, mapping had shown some other areas were at risk for some movement, but none of significance had occurred in the last handful of decades, until the most recent rains. He said the city is going to do whatever it can to help stabilize the situation. And then once that happens, we're going to rebuild community. We're not going to stop until it gets back to normal, he said. The prehistoric roots. Also featured in the episode was Michael B. Phipps, a geologist who has been studying the issue. Phipps told Karami the complex of landslides is much deeper than initially thought and is moving and expanding at unprecedented rates. We're talking about a square mile of area that is moving into the ocean, basically, he said. He said during prehistoric times, the Palos Verdes Peninsula was an island that through rising land, changing sea levels, and ocean erosion, ultimately attached to the California coastline. After this, about 700,000 years ago, the south side of the peninsula started experiencing landslides due to more erosion, wave action, and rainfall that built water pressure underground. That's what started this sliding in the prehistoric times, hundreds of thousands of years ago, he said. He said during modern times, dewatering has been a solution, but the movement will start up again during periods of heavy rain. After the last 2 years of precipitation soaking the area, according to Phipps, hikers along the area's trails first alerted authorities about fissures, as wide as 6 inches, crossing trails. Then came calls from residents, also noting fissures in streets. He said geologists started mapping such concerns and then realized the significance. We realize this is all connected. It's a much bigger landslide, he said. Ramsey Awad, who manages the Rancho Palos Verdes Public Works Department, said during the episode that utilities that have stopped service say they plan to restore it if the land movement is slowed to an acceptable level. He also emphasized the importance of dewatering to relieve pressure and that the city is finalizing what he called a winterization plan that will help properly divert rainwater into the ocean instead of letting it go underground. This is very much an all-hands-on-deck engineering fix, he said.